చేయవచ్చు.
Let us pray.
请我们祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for this privilege of being able to open the scripture together.
天父，我们真是感谢你给我们这样的特权，可以打开你的话语。
We thank you, Lord, that we can do this in peace.
谢谢主，我们能够这样的来做。
And we pray that this would not be routine for us, that this would be an opportunity to be fed.
求主使今天成为一个机会，让我们得到喂养。
So Lord, we pray that you would feed us.
我们求主来亲自喂养我们。
That you would strengthen our faith.
你也来坚固我们的信心。
That you would enlarge our vision.
也来扩充我们的度量。
And increase the fire in our hearts to follow you.
增加我们里面向着你火热的心来跟随你。
So we commit our time to you and trust you for your anointing upon us for speaking and for translating and for hearing your word.
所以我们就将这段时间交托您的手，求主的灵来恩膏讲的、听的和翻译的。
We ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告是奉主宝贵的名字。阿门。
So previously, when I've been with you, we've been reading Galatians.
之前几次我与大家一起分享加拉太书。
And just to remind ourselves, what is this letter about?
来提醒我们一下，这一卷书是在讲什么？
It's an angry letter.
这是一卷非常愤怒的书信。
Paul is angry because he has heard that the believers in Galatia have started to drift away from the true faith.
保罗之所以愤怒，是因为他听到加拉太的信徒从福音的基础上面漂流了。
And it's not that they've turned to some pagan religion.
并不是说这些信徒去相信异教的东西。
They think they're continuing in the truth.
加拉太的信徒以为他们还是在真理上行。
But they've been misled.
但是他们却被人误导了。
And they've deviated from what the Lord Jesus died for.
他们从主耶稣所死的这一个为之而死的福音上面偏移了。
So in chapter 1 and verse 6,
所以在第一章的第六节里,
he said, I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel.
一章六节说，我稀奇你们这么快离开那藉着基督之恩招你们的，去随从别的福音。
So in this letter, Paul is wanting to correct them and bring them back to the place where they ought to be.
所以在这封书信里，保罗就警告他们，也要将他们从错误里面带回来。
And because it was Paul who went to Galatia at the very first and preached the gospel, he wants to set forth that the gospel that he preached is not from man.
因为保罗是首先到加拉太去传福音的，所以保罗就要告诉他们，这个福音不是为着人的。We
have a special relationship, don't we, with the person who leads us to Christ.
我们对于那个首先带我们信主的人总是有特殊的感情。
And they had this special relationship with Paul.
所以加拉太人，他们向着保罗也有那一种特殊的感情。
So Paul tells his own story that the gospel that he received was from God.
所以保罗就将自己的故事告诉他们，要叫他们知道他所接受的福音是从主耶稣自己来的。
It's not a human invention.
这不是人所创造出来、发明出来的东西。
It's a revelation.
这个福音对保罗来说是一个启示。And
he went on to say that he was so clear and so sure in this gospel that he even corrected Peter.
所以保罗接着就告诉他们，他对这个福音是如此的确信，以至于后来他也 纠正了彼得的错误。Because
Peter himself was for a moment drawn aside to something less than that for which the Lord Jesus died.
所以有那么一段时间，彼得自己也是偏离了主耶稣为之而死的那个福音。
And what is at stake here?
这里有什么危险呢？
How important is this?
为什么这是这样的重要呢？
It is, what is at stake is everything that the Lord Jesus died for.
也就是说主耶稣为之而死的这一切事都是非常重要，都是会受到危险。
He didn't die to start a religion.
主耶稣不是为这个宗教而死。
Jesus didn't die so we could be religious people.
不是说主耶稣死了为了要叫我们做一批虔诚的人。
But he died to reconcile men to God.
主死了是为了将我们与神和好。
And to bring us into fellowship with God.
也是要把我们带进与主自己的交通里面。
And this is not a small thing.
这不是一件小事情。
This is huge.
这是一件非常大的事情。
This is unprecedented.
是从来没有过的事情。
This has never been in the earth before.
在地上从来没有发生过这样的事情。
That sinners should be reconciled to God and should be in fellowship with God.
就是罪人竟然可以与神和好，而且与神相交。
This is why he came.
为了这个缘故，主耶稣来了。
And how much easier is it? And how much more natural is it?For us just to drop into a religious routine.
但是对于我们来说是非常容易也非常自然的会掉进一种宗教的仪式里面。
So this is Paul's burden.
所以这就是保罗的负担。
And in chapter 2,
在第二章里
and verse 19,
19节
he says, I through the law died to the law,That I might live to God.
他说我因律法就像律法死了叫我可以像神活着。
I through the law died to the law that I might live to God.
19节我因律法就像律法死了叫我可以像神活着。
Now we talked about that last time.
上一次我们也谈到这一句话。
But he's saying that the law...That is God's standard of righteousness condemned me.
他说这是律法就是神公义的标准来判断我。
Through the law, I died.
因着这个律法我是死了。
But the death that he died was in Christ.
但是我所经历的这个死是在基督的里面。
He explains that in the next verse, I have been crucified with Christ.
所以他在下一句经文里就解释了我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I through the law died to the law.
我因律法就像律法死了。
How important is it that we understand that phrase, I died to the law?
我们向着律法死了这是非常非常要紧的我们一定要明白这句话。
Why? For what purpose did he die to the law?
为着什么的原因他向律法死了呢
That he might live to God.
是为着叫他可以向神活着。
That is, that he might be alive with God.
也就是说他可以和神一样的活着。
That he might walk before God.
使得他可以行走在神的面前。
That he might know God and be in fellowship with God.
使得他可以认识神也与神相交。
And it was necessary that he die to the law.
所以他就有必要向律法是死了。
So let us remind ourselves, what is law?
让我们现在来提醒我们自己，什么是律法？
Your turn. It's the law of Moses.
这个律法就是摩西律法。
But it's God's standard of righteousness.
也就是神公义的标准。
And this law...places a demand upon us to fulfill it.
这个律法就对人提出要求要来履行。
If the law was to speak, it would say, you must do this.
如果律法会讲话它就会对人说你必须这样做。
It doesn't say, the law would not say to us, and I will help you.
这个律法不会对你说我会来帮助你。
It would simply say, you must do this.
律法说的就是你必须这么做。
You must be righteous.
你必须公义。
You must be pure.
你必须纯洁。
You must be spotless.
你必须无可指责。
You must be sinless.
你必须没有罪恶。
You must be like God.
你必须像神。
That is the demand of the law.
这就是律法的要求。
And who can fulfill that demand?
谁可以履行这些要求呢?
Who can say, yes, I can do that?
谁能说我做得到?
Nobody can.
没有一个人。
We cannot do that.
我们做不到。
But the law demands it.
但是律法却要求人做到。
And your relationship with God, if you're under the law,depends upon your obedience.
并且在律法以下你与神的关系是取决于你遵不遵行律法。
So if my relationship with God depends upon law, I'm finished.
如果我与神的关系完全取决于我遵不遵行律法的话我就完蛋了。
There's no hope for me.
我没有希望。
If I'm under law.
如果我在律法底下的话
So Paul said, I through the law died to the law.
所以保罗说我因着律法就向律法死了。
So he's saying, this operation of the law is no longer relevant to me.
所以保罗说对律法的这一项的操作功能对我来说再也没有用了。
He's saying the law is not placing that demand upon me any longer.
他说律法不再向着我的里面有这样的要求。
I have died to the law.
因为我向律法死了。
That I might live to God.
叫我可以向神活着。
So what he's saying is there's another way.
所以他说的是还有一个方法。
And this is what is unique about the gospel.
这就是我们福音独特的地方。
Because in all the religion of the world, there is only one way.
因为在世界上所有的宗教里面只有一种方法
And that way is law.
就是律法
It's not the law of Moses.
不是摩西的律法
But it's another law.
是另外一种的律法
It's a law which says if you do this, then God will bless you.
那个律法就是说如果你这样做神就会祝福你
Whatever ritual it is, whatever demands it is, it's a demand upon you.
不管是什么仪式什么的律法就是说完全取决于你的行为。
But when you face the true demand of the law, you know that you are finished.
但是当你面对着真正的律法的要求的时候你知道你是完蛋了。
So the grace of God has opened up another way.
所以神的恩惠为我们打开了另一条路。
And this is that for which the Lord Jesus died.
这一条路就是主耶稣为之而死的路。
He died to open up this other way.
他死了就将这条旧法向我们打开。
To reveal the grace of God.
告诉我们神的恩惠。
And to give us righteousness.
也给我们神的公义。
A righteousness that we could never know.
这一种公义是我们从来不知道的。
Apart from him.
除了他以外。
So this is what Paul is speaking about.
所以这就是保罗这样一直这样
So we come to chapter 3.
教导的在第三章里面。
Oh, foolish Galatians.
无知的加拉太人啊。
Actually, that's oh, stupid Galatians.
就好像在说愚蠢的加拉太人啊。
Oh, unintelligent Galatians.
真是一个非常笨的加拉太人啊。
He can't believe it. What have you done?
保罗简直不敢相信他们做了什么。
He says, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth?Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified.
他说耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前谁又迷惑了你们呢
He says it's as if somebody has put a spell on them.
他说好像有人在你们眼中行了一种巫术
As if somebody has hypnotized them.
好像有些人把他好像他们是被某些人催眠了
And they're frozen.
他们就不动了。
And they're not thinking anymore.
而且不会正常的来思想。
He says, how can this be?
他说怎么可能呢?
Because Jesus Christ has been portrayed among you.
因为耶稣基督已经活化在你们眼前。
And crucified.
他被钉在十字架上。
You have seen Christ crucified.
你们亲眼看到基督钉十字架。
And he says, therefore,
他说这
样。How can you possibly think like this?
你们怎么可能这样想呢？
Do you understand?
大家明白吗？
I don't think we get it.
我们可能不明白。
We don't get it because it's too familiar.
我们不明白，因为我们太熟悉了。
Those two words can't, it should be that we say no when we hear those two words together. Christ crucified.
当我们听到这两个字的时候，基督还有钉十字架。
How can Christ be crucified?
我们不明白，我们说不会的，基督怎么会钉十字架呢？
Christ means the anointed one.
基督的意思是被膏者。
He is the Holy One of God.
他是神的圣者。
He is the most favored, the most blessed one of God.
他是神所最爱、最祝福的。
He is the promised Savior.
他是被应许赐给我们的救主。
He can't be defeated.
他是不能被击败的。
He can't fail.
他不会失败的。
God is with him.
因为神与他同在。
So it is a scandal to say Christ crucified.
所以你说竟然受膏者会被钉在十字架上，这是一件多么大的丑闻。
Christ executed.
怎么基督会被处死呢？
Christ beaten up.
基督被击打，被鞭打。
How can this be?
怎么可能呢？
You know, if we see that,Then we have to ask why.
当我们看到这件事发生的时候，我们就会问为什么。
And the answer.
答案就是。
The answer is that he died that we also would die in him.
答案就是他死了，我们才可以在他里面一同死了。
It was the judgment of man.
这是对人的一个审判。
And man was judged worthy of death.
人的审判就是该死。
The soul that sins, it shall die.
对于要解决罪的办法就是让他死。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
God will not compromise with sin.
神不会对罪妥协的。
Sin must be judged.
罪必须被对付。
And Christ bore that judgment.
但是基督亲自承受了这样一个审判。
And in him we died.
在基督的里面，
All who believe in him were in him at his death.
所有信他的都在他里面死了。
And died in him.
我们在他里面死了。
Now that death is the judgment on the flesh, on the natural man.
这个死是对人的自然的肉体上的一个处死。
It is saying the flesh fails.
也就是说我们的肉体失败了。
It is saying that the natural man has no future.
也就是说我们天然的人是没有未来的。
That the natural man can never be right with God.
天然的人是从来不可能在神的面前是对的。
Only judgment.Is the judgment is the only answer from God.
所以神就赐下了他的审判。
So you see, there's this great division here.
所以你们看到这里有一个很大的分别。
The division is between the natural man.
这个分别就是一个天然的人。
Sinful man.
一个有罪的人。
And something else.
和另外一些东西。
The sinful man is under judgment.
有罪的人在审判底下。
And in Christ he dies.
在基督里已经死了。
But what is the other?
那另一个人是什么呢？
What are we delivered to?
我们被拯救出来是要到哪里呢？
In verse 2 of chapter 3.
在三章的第二节。
Paul,Who is their teacher?
保罗也就是他们的老师。
He says to them, "This only I want to learn from you."
他说我只要问你们一件事。
Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢？是因听信福音呢？
Did you receive the Spirit?
你们受了圣灵。
Now, what a wonderful question.
这个问题非常好。
He turns to these Galatians.
他对加拉太人说。
They are believers in the Lord Jesus.
你们是信主耶稣基督的人。
And he says to them, Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
他说你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢？是因听信福音呢？
And he knows that they will immediately answer.
他知道他们马上会回答。
We receive the Spirit through the gospel.
我们受了圣灵是因为听信福音。
Now what's wonderful about this?
这个回答有什么好呢？
That they know that they have received the Spirit.
就是说他们是受了圣灵的。
That they are absolutely clear about that.
他们非常清楚这一点。
Because their life has been transformed.
因为他们的生命已经被改变。
And this is the gospel.
这就是福音。
For them it was not some vague thing.
对他们来说这件事情并不模糊。
They lived ungodly lives.
他们过着不圣洁的生活。
They lived pagan lives.
以前过着那些异教徒的生活。
They lived unclean lives.
他们之前过着污秽的生活。
They would have been involved in idolatry and all sorts of things.
他们会拜偶像，行淫乱。
And their life was completely turned around.
现在他们的生活完全翻转过来。
By the gospel.
是因为福音的缘故。
They heard the gospel.
他们听见了福音。
And they believed what they'd heard.
他们就信了所听到的。
This is the hearing of faith.
这就是他们因信而听到的。
They heard the gospel.
他们听见了。
And they believed.
就信了。
And what was the consequence?
结果呢?
The consequence was that they received the Holy Spirit.
结果就是他们受了圣灵。
And that they were indwelt by the Spirit.
圣灵在他们心里内住。
And that they had another life.
他们里面就有了新的生命。
They had peace for the first time.
从第一次以来，他们里面有了平安。
They had a joy that was deep in them.
在他们深处有喜乐。
And they knew that they were alive to God.
他们知道他们在神面前是活着了。
And God was working in them.
神也在他们心里面做工。
What a great question to ask.
所以这是一个非常好的问题。
We can ask one another.
我们彼此之间也可以这样的来问。
Did you receive the Spirit by the law or by faith?
你受了圣灵是因行律法呢？是因听信福音呢？
And we want to be able to give an absolutely clear answer to that.
我们也希望有一个非常明确的答案。
The gospel has transformed my life.
福音改变了我的生命。
The gospel.Has changed me because when I believed, I was born again.
福音改变了我，因为我信的那一刻，我重生了。
And the Spirit of the Living God came to dwell in me.
永生神的灵进到我里面来活。
And I've been changed.
我被改变了。
I asked a lady once about her testimony.
有一次我问一个女士。
She gave me a very short testimony.
她给我一个很简单的一个见证。
I said, what happened that you came, that you believed in the Lord?
我问他，你信主的时候发生了什么？
And she said, I was changed.
他说，我被改变了。
Hallelujah.
感谢赞美主。
I was changed.
我被改变了。
Because the Holy Spirit came to dwell in me.
因为圣灵到我的里面来住进来。
We might not know the day and the hour when the Spirit came to us.
圣灵进来的那一刻，我们可能不知道是哪一天的几点钟。
But the Holy Spirit of God cannot come to dwell in you and have no effect.
但是圣灵不可能进到你里面，却不对你产生影响。
He came to bring life.
他进到你里面是要带进生命。
He came to reconcile you to God.
他进到你里面把你与神和好。
He came to give you the ability to live before God.
他要给你 在神面前活着的能力。
Did you receive the Spirit?
你受了圣灵吗？
Did you believe the gospel?
你信福音吗？
This is not religion.
这不是一个宗教。
This is not joining a club.
也不是参加一个俱乐部。
This is not just turning over a new leaf, starting changing your habits.
这也不是改变你的一些习惯，翻开人生新的一页。
This is much, much more than that.
这里面的意义更加的深远。
This is the work of God.
这是神自己的工作。
And this is for what Christ died.
基督也就是为这个而死的。
And this is why he rose again.
也就是为这个而复活的。
That we should be so washed from our sins.
使得我们在罪里面被洗净。
That we should be so reconciled to God,
使得我们被带与神和好。
That the Spirit Himself can come and make His permanent home in us.
使得圣灵进到我们里面，以我们做他永远的家。
So Paul says in verse 3,
保罗在第三节里说，
Are you so foolish?
你们是这样的无知吗？
Having begun in the Spirit,Are you now made perfect by the flesh?
你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？
Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain?
你们受苦如此之多，都是徒然的吗？
You know, they'd come so far.
你知道他们走到现在。
They're like the athlete.
就好像一个运动员。
The marathon runner.
跑马拉松的运动员。
You know, he's run so far.
他跑了这么多的路。
He's a few hundred meters from the finish line.
离终点只剩下几百米。
And he's stumbling.
然后他摔跤了。
Have you come so far?
你跑了这么远。
And are you going to stop now?
现在却要终止了。
Are you going to turn aside now?
你现在却要离开了。
The Galatians had suffered much persecution.
而加拉太人他们受了这么多的苦。
They had gone through many difficulties.
他们经历了许多患难。
But is it going to be for nothing?
但是难道就都是徒然的吗？
Are you going to turn aside now?
你现在要转去了吗？
Are you so foolish?
你们真的是这样无知吗？
Where did your spiritual life come from?
你属灵的生命是从哪里得来的呢？
Where did it all begin?
他们开始的时候是怎么样的？
It began in the Spirit.
他们是靠圣灵入门的。
Can we see that?
我们能看见吗？
Can we look at our own life?
我们看看自己的生命。
And say, yes, if I think of my Christian story.
然后想思想我们自己做基督徒的故事。
My Christian story begins in the Spirit.
我成为基督徒是从圣灵的入门开始的。
Because he came to live in me.
因为他进到我里面来活着。
And I started a new life.
使得我能有新的生命。
Is that your story?
这个是不是你的故事呢？
Well, if that's your story,
如果它是你的故事，
the most obvious thing is that you continue in the Spirit.
那么最显而易见的事就是你可以继续的在圣灵这条路上走。
And to turn aside,
你可能会偏离。
And to turn aside,To the flesh, to the natural man.
你可能会向你的肉体天然的人所偏离。
To ritual.
啊，也可能偏向一些仪式、仪文。
To tradition.
偏向传统。
To outward things.
偏向那些外面的事情。
To merely earthly things.
偏向那些属地、属世的事。
To turn aside to those things.
你可能偏离真道而偏向那些的事情。
So that you're saying, this is my Christian life.
你会说那些是我基督徒的生活。
What is your Christian life?
你基督徒的生活是怎么样呢？
On Sunday, I go to the meeting.
啊，我星期天去教会。
And during the week, I go to a Bible study.
周中的时候我参加查经。
Is that your Christian life?
这些就是你的基督徒生活吗？
No.
不是的。
Our Christian life is a walk with God.
我们基督徒的生活就是与神同行。
Every day.
每一天
in all the most routine things of the day,
在我们每天的日常生活中
waking or sleeping,
我们醒着也好睡着也好
eating, working,
我们吃饭我们工作
studying, whatever it is,
我们学习不管做什么
with God,
我们是与神一起在做
in his presence,
在神的面前做
each day,
每一天
when I get up,
我起床的时候
good morning, Lord,
早上好天父
Today is your day,
今天是你的日子
because I am yours,
因为我属于你
because you have purchased me,
因为你买赎了我
Order my steps today,
我所有的一切的生活道路都在你里面
Walk with me through this day,
与我一起行走过这一天
Be my teacher and protector today,
做我的老师保护我
Let me live only for you today.
让我今天单单为你活着。
And everything I do,
每一件我做的事情
let it be done as unto yourself.
让我做就像是为你而做的。
In your presence,
在你面前做。
Under your smile,
在你的笑容底下做。
This is our life.
这才是我们的生活。
We have begun in the Spirit.
我们从圣灵入门。
We continue in the Spirit.
我们也继续在圣灵里行走。
We walk by faith.
我们因信而行走。
We don't boast.
我们不自夸。
We don't say, oh, look how good I am.
我们不说看我做得多好。
If you walk with God, you'll never say that.
如果你与神同行，你永远不会这样说。
Because if you walk with God, you'll know how bad you are.
因为你与神同行的时候，你知道你是多么的糟糕。
And the more you see your sinful condition,
然后你就更看见你自己罪恶的本性。
The more you see how unholy you are in the flesh,
你就更多的看到你在肉体中毫无良善和圣洁。
The more you can rejoice in Jesus Christ,
你也就能更多的在基督耶稣里面得着喜乐。
That you died in Him,
因为你在他里面死了。
And that you were raised up in Him,
你也在他里面复活了。
That He is your life,
他是你的生命。
And He is your righteousness,
他是你的公义。
And He is your hope.
他是你的盼望
and he is your joy,
他也是你的喜乐
and he is your song,
他是你的诗歌
this is our life,
这是我们的生活
this is the great joy that we have,
这是我们可以得到的极大的喜乐
so Paul says, goes on, therefore, verse 5, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you or in you,Does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?
第五节，他那赐给你们圣灵，又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢？是因你们听信福音呢？
Every manifestation of the Spirit,
圣灵的每一个彰显
Every working of the Spirit,
圣灵的每一个工作
Every gracious miraculous work,
每一件奇妙的神迹
Is it on the basis of your righteousness?
是不是因为你的公义呢?
Or is it because of Christ?
还是根据基督?
It is because of Christ.
是因着基督的缘故。
This is the fruit of faith in Him.
是因为我们在他里面的信心所结出的果子。
And in verse 6, he says, Just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
第六节，正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
That's what's meant by the words "the hearing of faith."
这个意思就是我们听到因听而来的信心。
God spoke to Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕说。
Abraham heard.
亚伯拉罕听到了。
Abraham believed what God had said.
亚伯拉罕就相信神所说的。
That doesn't seem a very hard thing to do, does it?
听上去好像这件事情并不难。
I mean, can you trust God?
但是你能信靠神吗?
Abraham believed what God had said.
亚伯拉罕就信神所说的话。
And on that ground,
根据这样一件事情,
God accounted Abraham to be righteous.
神就算亚伯拉罕为义。
Now, it is a remarkable thing,
这是一件多么稀奇的事情
that Paul should say this to the Galatians.
保罗对加拉太书说这样的一件事。
Why is it remarkable?
为什么稀奇呢？
Because what have the Galatians got to do with Abraham?
因为加拉太人跟亚伯拉罕有什么关系？
Abraham was a Jew.
亚伯拉罕是犹太人。
He was the beginning of the Jewish nation.
他是犹太的祖先。
He lived 2,000 years before the Galatians.
亚伯拉罕是在加拉太人之前2000年活着的人。
How distant is Abraham?
这是多么遥远的事情。
And yet,
但是
Paul, with great confidence, turns them and points them to Abraham.
保罗非常有信心地将把加拉太人指向亚伯拉罕的这件事。
And through this letter, he's going to come back and back to talk about Abraham and to talk aboutThe history of the Jews.
而且在整一本加拉太书里面，保罗不断地指向亚伯拉罕和这段犹太人的历史。
So what does this tell us?
这告诉我们什么？
It tells us something about the Galatians.
告诉我们一些有关加拉太人的事。
They had more understanding than many modern Christians.
他们比现代的基督徒更加有多的知识。
They understood.That the Lord Jesus was the fulfillment of promises given to the Jewish nation.
他们知道耶稣基督是神在远古的时候给以色列人的那个应许的应验。
That this nation was chosen by God.
也就是说，犹太民族是神所拣选的。
And that through this nation would come the Savior of the world.
从这个民族里要出来一位全世界的救主。
And that promise was first given to Abraham.
那一个应许是首先给亚伯拉罕的。
The promise was that in him all the nations of the world would be blessed.
那个应许是因着亚伯拉罕，所有的国家都要被祝福。
What sort of a blessing is this?
这是什么样的祝福？
It's the blessing of God.
这是神的祝福。
This is the ultimate blessing.
这是一个极致的祝福。
He said, "In you." All nations of the earth will be blessed.
他对亚伯拉罕说，在你里面，所有的国家都要被神来祝福。
And the Galatian believers understood their relationship with Abraham.
所以加拉太人知道，也明白他们与亚伯拉罕的关系。
They could see God's dealing with Israel.
他们也看到神怎么样是管教以色列人。
They could see how important Israel was to God.
他们也看到以色列人对神来说是多么的重要。
And the roots, so to speak, of their new life in Christ went all the way back through the Jewish history.
而他们在主耶稣里面这个根源是要追溯到以色列人的历史。
We need to recognize that as well.
其实我们也当明白这一点。
We think, well, we are Gentiles.
我们想我们是外邦人。
Who are the Jews? Who cares?
犹太人是谁啊？我才不管。
God cares.
但是神管。
Because this nation, with this nation, God made a covenant.
因为神是与犹太民族这一个民族立了一条约。
And God does not break his promises.
而神也不会违约。
He promised that this nation would be blessed and be a blessing.
他应许说，这个民族会受到祝福，也会成为祝福。
Well, they have been a blessing.
是的，他们确实成为一个祝福。
Because through them, Christ has come.
因为基督就是从这个民族里出来的。
But this nation itself is not yet blessed.
但是这个民族自己还没有被完全的祝福。
Because they refused the Messiah.
因为他们拒绝了弥赛亚。
But he has not refused them.
但是他还没有拒绝他们。
Because he has a covenant with them.
因为神与犹太民族有一个约。
So we are witnesses.
我们是这些事情的见证人。
There is in our day a nation called Israel.
在我们的时代，确实有这样一个国家叫做以色列。
We read about them in the news all the time.
我们每天从新闻里面看到关于以色列的事情。
But this nation is, as a nation, ungodly.
这个国家并不是很敬畏神。
They have rejected the Christ.
他们拒绝了基督。
Jewish people are still waiting for the Messiah to come, but we say he's already come.
今天犹太人仍然等着他们的弥赛亚到来，但我们说弥赛亚已经来了。
But God has promised that one day this nation will turn to him.
但是神应许说，有一天这个民族要归向神。
And just very quickly in Zechariah,
很快的，我们看一下撒迦利亚书。
One of these promises, just one of them. There are many.
在撒迦利亚书，我们可以看到一个例子。
Zechariah chapter 12.
撒迦利亚书十二章。
Second last book of the Old Testament, Zechariah.
也就是旧约的倒数第二本书，撒迦利亚书十二章。
Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10.
十二章第十节。
And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced.Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn.
十二章第十节，我必将那施恩叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民，他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的，必为我悲哀，如丧独生子，又为我愁苦，如丧长子。
So this prophecy is saying the day is coming when the Lord will open their eyes and they will.
这个预言说的就是有一天要来，神要打开以色列人的眼睛。
And God says they will look upon me whom they pierced.
主说他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的。
They pierced his hands and his feet, the prophet.
犹太人扎了我们主的手，主的脚。
And then it says, and they will mourn for him.
然后又说，他们必为我悲哀。
First he says me, and then he says him.
一开始圣经说，他们必仰望我，接着说为他悲哀。
As one mourns for an only son.
就好像他们为他们的独生子而悲哀一样。
They will see their Messiah.
他们会看见他们的弥赛亚。
And they will weep for him.
他们要为他痛哭悲哀。
Did we do this?
我们是不是做了这样一件事情？
How could we have done this?
我们怎么能够做这样的事情？
To crucify him.
把他钉在十字架上。
But chapter 13, Zechariah and verse 1.
十三章的第一节里说
In that day, a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness.
那日必给大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民开一个泉源，洗除罪恶与污秽。
In that day, their sins will be washed away.
那一日他们的罪都要被洗净了。
In that day, this nation, which now is ungodly, will be converted, will believe in Christ, will be born again, will know the grace of God.
那一日这个国家是那样不信神的国家，他们将要改变，将要成为神的子民。
So the Galatians understood something of this.
所以加拉太人是知道这一点的。
They were related to Abraham.
他们就把自己与亚伯拉罕联系起来。
Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. That's the beginning of the gospel.
亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义，这也是福音的开始。
And then in verse 7 of chapter 3 of Galatians.
然后第七节。
Therefore know that only those who are of faith.Are sons of Abraham.
所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, "In you all the nations shall be blessed."
并且圣经既然预先看明，神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。
So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham.
可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
Are you a son of Abraham?
你是亚伯拉罕的子孙吗？
Are you a son of Abraham?
你是亚伯拉罕的子孙吗？
Do you stand in the blessing that was promised to Abraham?
你站在这一个向亚伯拉罕应许的祝福里面。
Have your eyes been opened?
你的眼睛被打开了吗？
Have you seen this huge work that God is doing in all the earth?
你看见神在全地所做的这一件伟大的事情吗？
This work which goes right back to the very beginning of creation.
这件事情一直可以追溯到创世的时候。
And then was gradually revealed more and more and more through the Jewish people.
然后在历史历代逐渐逐渐地向着犹太人来显明。
Until finally he came who is the light of the world.
直到最后这世界的光来到。
All those who are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham.
那些以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
Turn to Luke chapter 19.
我们很快的来看路加福音的十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
路加十九章。
You are familiar with this story.
你们也对这个故事很熟悉的。
Jesus entered into Jericho.
耶稣进入耶利哥城。
And there was a man by the name of Zacchaeus.
在那里有个人叫撒该。
He was rich and he was chief among the tax collectors.
他是税吏长，是个财主。
And he wanted to see Jesus, but there was a crowd and he wasn't a tall man.
他要看耶稣，但是人多，他又矮。
So he climbed a tree.
他就爬上树。
To see him.
要看耶稣。
Just to see him.
就是为了要看一眼耶稣。
And the Lord Jesus walked past this tree.
主耶稣到了那里，经过那棵树。
Stopped.Looked up in the tree and said, Zacchaeus.
主耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，就说撒该。
He knew his name.
主知道他的名字。
And he said, Make haste and come down, for today I must dine at your house.
主说快下来，我今天必住在你家里。
The Lord only ever did this once.
主只做了这样一件事情。
He never invited himself.
他从来没有人请邀请主。
But here he knew Zacchaeus desperately wanted to see him.
但是在这边主知道撒该非常想要见他。
But would never have asked him.
但是从来没有叫他邀请他。
Because he was not worthy.
因为撒该他不配去邀请主。
And so the Lord went to his house.
所以主自己到了他的家里。
And verse 7, but when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be the guest of a man, he is gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner.
第七节，众人看见就私下议论说，他进到罪人家里去住宿。
And so we imagine this scene.
我们想象一下那样的场景。
Zacchaeus in his house, very happy.
撒该坐在家里非常开心。
Sitting and talking with Jesus.
坐在那里与耶稣交谈。
We can't hear what they're saying.
我们听不见他们讲什么。
But there's a conversation happening between them.
但是他们在谈话。
And then Zacchaeus stands up to make an announcement.
然后撒该就站起来。
Pay attention.
他说大家注意了。
Lord, look Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore him fourfold.
他说主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
What happened?
发生什么事情了？
This man who has sold his own people for money.
这个人他出卖自己的百姓为了钱。
Who has deceived and cheated.
他经常讹诈欺骗人。
And made himself very rich.
使得他能够有钱。
This man in a conversation is set free.
这个人通过与耶稣谈话他被释放了。
What a transformation.
多么大的改变。
What a glorious thing.
多么荣耀的一件事情。
Can't you hear what's happened? You can hear the chains breaking.
你几乎能听到那个锁链在断掉。
Money held this man.
曾经是金钱把这个人辖管。
And now in a moment he's free.
在那一刻之间他得释放了。
This is it. This is a miracle.
这是一个神迹。
This is extraordinary.
这是一个非常大的神迹。
What happened?
发生了什么事情？
He had a conversation with the Lord Jesus.
因为他与耶稣基督谈话。
And what did Jesus say?
主耶稣说了什么？
Verse 9, Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house because he also is a son of Abraham.
耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Did the Lord Jesus say that this has happened because this man is Jewish?
主耶稣有没有说这件事发生是因为他是犹太人？
No.
没有。
But because of faith.
但是因为信心。
He is a son of Abraham.
他是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Through faith.
因着信。
He's put his trust in Jesus.
他信靠耶稣。
And that faith has set him free.
那一个信心使他得释放。
That faith has revolutionized his life.
那一个信心使他的生命发生了革命性的改变。
Suddenly all his money means nothing to him.
突然间所有的钱对他来说不意味。
Because he's found much greater riches.
因为他找到了更加大的财富。
He's found the Lord Jesus.
他找到了主耶稣基督。
And the blessing of Abraham.
和亚伯拉罕的福。
Is truly now upon him.
现在这个福分临到了他。
This is the gospel.
这就是救恩。
And in Galatians we can see this.
在加拉太书我们就看见
How is this message made real to us?
这个信息怎么样来对我们有真实的反应
Faith in the Lord Jesus
信耶稣基督
And the indwelling of the Holy Spirit
和内住在我们里面的圣灵
At Pentecost the people cried out to Peter What shall we do?
在五旬节的时候人们就向彼得呼喊我们该做什么
And he said to repent and believe the gospel.
他说你们要悔改信福音。
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
你就能得到圣灵。
For the promise is to you.
因为那一个应许是为着你们。
And the promise is to all the world.
也是为着全世界的人。
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved.
信耶稣基督你就能得救。
This is the ancient gospel.
这就是那古老的福音。
This is the glorious gospel.
荣耀的福音。
And this is what Paul is contending for in Galatians.
这就是保罗一直向加拉太人要传的福音。
Let's pray.
请我们祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for so glorious a gospel.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这样荣耀的福音。
We magnify you for the power of God is in this gospel.
我们感谢你，你在这福音中彰显了神如此大的大能。
Lord, we pray that this gospel would be sown like seed throughout all the world.
主，我们求你将这个福音像种子一样撒在全世界人的心里面。
And this seed should land on good ground.
这个种子会落到好土里面。
Where it is believed.
使我们都相信。
And received.
并且也接受。
Lord, we ask for your people.
主啊，我们求你将人赐给我们。
That we should not turn aside to the flesh.
求你让我们不要转向肉体去。
But we should walk by faith.
让我们在信心里与你一同行。
We should walk in the newness of life.
在人生的新的里面与你同行。
We should learn to live in the Spirit.
帮助我们活在圣灵里面。
And bring glory. And honor to your name.
也将荣耀和尊贵归于你的名。
We ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。阿门。